For the past 24 years, Cheryl Newman has been the driving force behind Champers Restaurant here in Barbados. But COVID has been quite an experience for her.
It has humbled me.
Champers is preparing to reopen this coming Friday after being closed since March 24th. The COVID protocols introduced by government back then did not allow the restaurant to continue operating because of the requirement for physical distancing.
As the protocols had changed where you could only have like 10 people in one space, and our staff on any one shift alone is, you know, just over 36 people on a busy day or night.
And that left her with perishable stock and having to make a decision about the staff.
While we could lay them off because there was that 13-week layoff period, we thought it best because nobody was prepared for it. So we sent all of our staff on holiday. So right away, then you end up with a massive expense because holiday is not something that you pay all in one go. Everybody takes their holiday staggered. So we had 80 people on staff and all 80 went on holiday. Well, I think there were only about 5 people that opted not to take the holiday option at that time. We had our suppliers' bills to pay, all of the March bills to pay, bank loans. Going from what was a fantastic season up until the 23rd of March, we went into what seemed like a nightmare with no end in sight.
Ms. Newman tells us that she was optimistic that the COVID crisis would have been over by the end of May, June, but that was not to be.
Of course, the bills are mounting for the business because even though we own our property, we still have a mortgage. And the bills are mounting. You have all of your, you know, the electricity, the water. You're not using gas, but you still have gas. I then got together with my financial people, and they decided that the best thing for us to do would be to refinance because, you know, there was no way that we could survive if we did not try to refinance all of our loans. And we had had some renovations that were also scheduled for June, where we were going to close the business in June to complete the renovations. And they thought, well, look, you know, if we can get the financing from the bank, this is really the best time to do that because you're not going to be earning any money anyway. So let's just, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound. So we went ahead and started negotiations with the bank. And that took, I mean, it took what seemed to me like forever. And there was, of course, a lot of back and forth because of the uncertainty, where before we could say, right, we're going to do 180 to 200 dinners a night. We had no idea what projections we could give the bank. Everything was, you know, you were kind of making it up as you go along and saying, okay, our sales are going to be down by 50%. No, they're going to be down by 75%. So you were constantly painting worst case scenarios and trying to make the figures work. I have to say my bank was extremely good with me. At times I thought they were taking too long, but now looking at the whole world situation, I can understand why. It felt like if it was going on forever. Eventually, we got our financing and we were able to start the renovations in June and clear off all of our bills and, you know, set the business up, you know, for recovery when we open in September.
More from Cheryl Newman of Champers in the next edition of Sagicor's Early Business.